This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, January 11th. Welcome to one third of the first month of the year. Gone Kaputsky. See ya. See ya later, alligator. Jay Kirshner and I are happy to be along with the thoughts of the day, things that are trending, maybe a little of Doug's dirt if we can dig around in that. Here's something that is, I suppose. I say this because I don't know how you'll hear this, but I think it's interesting news, if not good, of engineers. They've created a must-have calendar for this year featuring giant cats.
It's, I don't know why. Great. Whoever thought this up is brilliant.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because would the calendar have sold as well as it is selling now? And it's typical photos, but then there are these just giant cats superimposed onto the picture.
Right, like lounging on a dam, a kitten battling a crane, a couple of cats screaming at excavators. They've been described as hilarious. I haven't seen, actually, did you see the actual calendar? I just saw the story about the calendar.
Yeah, I've seen different pictures, and it's one of those, like, silly, goofy whatever, but definitely helping them sell more than had those giant cats not been superimposed.
Are they paying? Is this something that is self fulfilling in terms of payment, or the taxpayers paying for this? That would be my first question. I have little use for the Army Corps of Engineers because it's a government entity that has a lot of civilians working, military personnel, supposedly responsible for public engineering, and they have done, you know, you go down to when destroyed New Orleans, and one of the biggest problems with the hurricane was the levees that were built by the Corps of Engineers weren't strong enough to hold back the tidal wave of water that came. What was that? Hurricane Kate? What was the name of that hurricane?
Katrina. Mm-hmm.
Katrina. That was it. 2006, I think it was. At any rate, so the Army Corps of Engineers, after everything's destroyed, goes back and rebuilds the dams. And they built them the same as what got destroyed. And everybody scratched their heads and said, isn't anybody watching the story here? They didn't work the first time, so you rebuild them so they're exactly the same as they were before. So the next time we have a wild, horrible hurricane, they're going to get destroyed again and destroy half the city. So, I don't know. I see some of the things that they do, and I've scratched my head. Anyway, so this calendar, however, see, I can always find something bad about something good. It's one of my talents. There's always something bad to
Doug
be found.
Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program, where you find the bad and the good.
That's right. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All right, so anyway, look for the calendar if that's on your mind. I think we all have our calendars now. I'm looking at a calendar. You'll be surprised. It's a tractor calendar that I have in my studio. I have one from my community. I have an auto parts calendar. Let's see what else. I have four calendars around the house. I used to be able to, my daughter taught me how to do this, get pictures of the family and put them on different months. Make your own calendar. Do something like that. Something you look at all the time. Yeah, it's a good idea. Do it that way. Okay, the California storms, the water, as you may have heard Warren Eckstein tell us, the rain has stopped. My son and I were talking yesterday, it's only 56 degrees. It's only been in the 50s in California. Three storms, one right after the other, have lambasted the coastline of California, drenching it. And people who are moderately supportive of this dummy who's the governor of California. They have said, why in the world are we not capturing this water? The farmers are complaining, and the state is trying to put farmers out of business by not giving them access to water that they could have had access to had there been proper plans put in place. And also, you know, the building, actually, of these retaining, these big retaining, a lot of states have this. I'm actually in the development I'm involved in. We're going to build rain catch basins so that we can capture the rain and keep it to use it for irrigation purposes. Anyway, California is going to get more rainfall later this week, 7 inches more up in Northern California and up in the Pacific Northwest. People listening to us in Oregon and Washington State are exasperated, as you might imagine, because tens of thousands of people have had to leave their homes. The flash floods are unbelievable. Look at some of the video. You see some of the posting on social media. We had Ellen DeGeneres yesterday talking about what was going on, the phenomenon in her backyard. It's an atmospheric river. For those of you who are looking, here we go, global warming and all the things that go with it. The atmospheric river, that is this plume of deep tropical moisture that's come up from the Pacific. And the rain, the collision, if you will, of these systems has really helped the drought-stricken areas, at least at the moment. But once again, 7 to 10% of this water could be captured and used later, but they're not, for whatever the reason, whether, is it just stupidity?
Should, didn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What is there about this stuff that they don't want to embrace? That's the thing that I'm more concerned about than anything else. All right, the Golden Globes were last night. What a disaster. What an outrage. What an embarrassment.
You weren't
the guy. Well, I saw this jerk who was the host.
Gerard Carmichael.
Yeah, started out, and basically the first thing he said was, the only reason I'm here is because I'm black. Well, that was a admission, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. The Golden Globes have been severely criticized for being...
They weren't even televised last year.
Right, yeah. So now they have this really bad comedian who has his taste in what he says, how he talks. It's just... he took aim at Tom Cruise.
I called out the elephant in the room.
What, the black? Which elephant are you talking about?
All of the different things that the Golden Globes and the foreign press have been facing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is run by the Foreign Press Association. It's usually the first award show of the season. A lot of them coming up. Here is this guy, Gerard Carmichael, taking aim at Tom Cruise and Scientology.
Backstage, I found these three Golden Globe awards that Tom Cruise returned. Look, I'm just the host briefly or whatever, but I have a pitch. I think maybe we take these three things and exchange them for the safe return of Shelley Miskovich.
He is going to be in so much trouble with the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, well, that doesn't bother me so much as just his general attitude. When I was in and out of it because I was busy watching the FBI shows.
And it seems like that was also kind of a pointed direction towards the Brittany Griner exchange as well.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the whole lack of diversity thing, this thing at the Beverly Hilton Hotel is something. I was looking at pictures of the red carpet. Anyway, looking.
Anything you like anybody, any winners?
Well,
who were
I thought it was good. The Fablemans, which is a good movie about Steven Spielberg. If you haven't seen it, you ought to see it. It won the drama category. Spielberg took home the best director because of that. This fellow, Austin Butler, who you liked, he was the one who played Elvis in the movie Elvis.
That, right?
I did. It was fabulous.
Was it good?
Very, very good. Tom Hanks was great in it. The young lady who's the Australian that played Priscilla Presley was very good in it. Let's see here.
I was really hoping Brendan Fraser was going to take that one home.
I think people don't understand. He wasn't there anyway, but he was up for three awards, I think. He's just not. You know, it's that rule is tough. And because he doesn't like the Golden Globes anyway, they weren't likely to give him something, it would seem, anyway. Angela Bassett won, was it in the Best Actress category? She won a war.
Supporting role in
right,
motion picture
in for Black Panther, Wakanda
Forever.
Right, yeah. Well, there are a lot of winners who are black, and this is again the Golden Globes giving into all the house, and it was to a point appropriate. But as usual with organizations like this, they seem to have no common sense. They go way beyond the beyond. They go overboard, and then it is ridiculous that what comes out of it. This guy Karma, I never heard of him before. Do you know who he was? Is Jared
Gerard
Carmichael?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, he's a
what's his story?
Comedian. Just that actor, comedian, writer.
What's he been in?
Probably nothing you've seen.
Thank you. Best performances by an actor in a TV series: The Bear. Jeremy Allen White. I don't know anything about The Bear.
That's about a chef who works at a fine dining restaurant, moves back, and kind of runs his family's restaurant. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but I've heard wonderful things about it.
Have you?
One of the lead actors was in Shameless.
Ah, okay. Abbott Elementary did very well. Got Best Performance by an Actress, Quinta Brunson. The White Lotus. Boy, everybody's talking about that show.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you seen that White Lotus thing on
oh,
HBO?
Oh, yes, yes. White
really?
Lotus is amazing. They just wrapped season two, season two just finished airing, but Jennifer Coolidge won that one.
She's a hot potato, that one. She's from Massachusetts and is very well known. She's always talking about all of her sexual exploits. She's a big character. Best performance by an actor in a TV series. No surprise here. Kevin Costner for Yellowstone. Let's see here. Best performance by an actor in a limited series. Evan Peters in Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Oof, I don't know because I wouldn't see something like that, but I guess it was quite well done from what I've been told by others. Let's see here. Anything else that sticks out?
Amanda Seyfried with The Dropout.
This
is the role that Jennifer Lawrence was supposed to also, not do The Dropout, but a different version of the whole story. And mm-hmm. she was like, no, Amanda Seyfried, like, nobody should remake it. Nobody should do anything else. Amanda Seyfried did such a bang-up job that nobody else needs to even try their hand at it.
Yep. There's the fellow who wrote Blackbird, which is an interesting limited series thing about a very interesting character played by the fellow who played Elton John. Why do I never remember his name? He was, you know, that.
Oh, British, Ken.
Him. Yeah, he won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus,
Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here we are, 23 after the hour on the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, trending things. There are three things, actually, that are trending in terms of what the public seems to be most interested in regarding celebrity, etc. Number one, we just talked about the results of the Golden Globes last night. Number two on the list is who's going to be at Coachella. So we'll get to that. And then number three on the list right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel. And it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. It usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. So number two on this list, the people that are going to be in the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, which is slated for two weekends in April, the 14th to the 16th, and then the 21st to the 23rd. The lineup includes, but is not limited to, Bad Bunny, Frank Ocean, Blackpink. That's that Korean bunch of guys, right? Isn't that who
Blackpink are ladies. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But they're from Korea or not?
Are you thinking, I think you're thinking BTS.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking of. Right, exactly. So the pre-sale starts today at 11 o'clock Eastern. If you're big into Coachella, these festival tickets, they're guaranteed. or your money back. I don't know, what does that mean, guaranteed? That all the people that are supposed to be there, Andrea Bocelli is supposed to be there. This is one of the most interesting things because they have all kinds of entertainers. Foreigner, Taylor Swift, that list, and the list goes on and on. You look at there are any number of articles about who's going to be there and how they're promoting it and what it costs to get in.
Who's going to be there? Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Right, so there's that. Okay, also in the social media news department, story number three today is about Prince Harry's memoir called Spare. This was officially released yesterday, and in England alone, it sold over 400,000 copies in one day, the fastest-selling nonfiction book ever sold in England. What does that tell you about the interest that Prince Harry and the family doesn't get it? They don't. This guy, regardless of what you think of him, still has the attention and the interest. Imagine on an island where there are 50-some-odd million people, one book sells. Then they don't have, they're out. They're like the stores, every store that had them sold out. Now, what's it going to do in America? It's officially out in America today. He was on with Stephen Colbert last night, and he seems to be, as I said, I like the guy. I don't know what I think of Meghan Markle, and I'm not sure it makes a whole lot of difference in this circumstance. They obviously are tight, and they seem to be well-suited for each other, and they seem to be happy with each other.
Oh,
and after that, what difference does it make?
Well,
right?
And I think the fascination with all of this is because people typically don't know what's going on inside the royal family, and there's always been this obsession with the royal family, but we've only been privy to whatever the media tells us, whatever what is now being deemed the quote-unquote the firm allows out, and this is the first time that there is an inside family member who is giving their version of the truth.
Dishing out the dirt, if you will. So anyway, the book's called Spare, out today. Prince Harry had it at 28 after. This is good.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Aviation Administration's Notice to Air Missions system has failed for the first time in history. The system, critical for relaying information to flights, has been out of service since yesterday evening, and it's starting to affect flights in and out of the USA. FlightAware is reporting over 7,000 flights will be delayed Wednesday, with nearly 1,400 flights canceled. The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position at the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
Classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine. I mean, there's so many questions here. Normally, the mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye to Joe Biden.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Before at the hour, patching a quilt work of reality every day on the Good Day program is Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, the Queen Victoria letterbox. Wow. 140 years old, unearthed, with a Christmas card inside. The Queen had a
great
Miniature mailbox. This is like the bottle. We talked about that earlier. I find in the bottle with all of the with that little note in it that, you know, people send letters and cards a lot in some strange vehicles sometimes. So this is a 30-inch box carved into the style of the Royal Mail pillar box discovered in a cottage. An undelivered Christmas card inside that was 140 years old. It's a beautiful wooden letterbox engraved with the Royal, the Victoria VR on it. It goes back to the 1880s. So you think about what notes the Queen must have placed inside things like that. She apparently enjoyed sending letters. Her profilers, the historians say that that was one of the things that she liked to do. She ruled Great Britain and Ireland from 1837 until her death in 1901.
Mm-hmm.
Is that second longest after Elizabeth that just died? They said that's a long time.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna have to ask the Googlebot
that's
on that one.
64 years, yeah. The card inside wasn't sent or received by Elizabeth. It's believed to have been given to the seller's family. And just, I don't know, just finding things like, I love history. And what you can find if you look around is so much work being done by people trying to find heirlooms and things that have been around and part of folklore for a long, long time. We have a fabulous history as human beings, and I think we need to extol the value and virtue of the good stuff, frankly. All right, here's something not so good. Boston Logan Airport is closed. I guess it's beginning to open up now. But if you had a flight, listen, imagine this, okay? Here's the story. The FAA runs if you've ever been in the cockpit of a plane or you've ever gotten a plane live or you fly, whatever it is, you know about the communications going back and forth from the various levels, from the people on the ground that move the plane out. The airlines have their own support people who tell the plane, you know, when you're going to push back, yada, yada. And then ground control takes care of you getting out to the runway and taking off. And then there's another level of communication that happens up to, I think it's 4,000 feet, and then they hand it over to the next guy. It's just, it's a complicated thing. So that entire system was blown out this morning early when the electricity went off at the FAA's center. I think it's at Bedford Airport, if I'm thinking. It's not at Logan Airport. It's around in the suburbs. Anyway, so there were hundreds. Just think of yourself going on a trip somewhere, right? Just imagine you want to go take a trip. So you're at the airport, ready to get on the plane, and you see the entire board canceled. And you think to yourself, and of course, as usual, there's no real good information. The airlines suck at giving people information about what's going on or where there are problems. Once in a while, they'll tell you that there's a delay. They won't tell you why there's a delay, that kind of stuff. So anyway, the FAA, now the power is back, and they're trying to reboot their key flight systems, and the planes are taking off, but apparently a lot have been canceled or they've been, you know, they're looking at this video from the airport. It's like a mob scene. It's like the day before Christmas or Thanksgiving or something.
That would be so scary.
Ay. Okay. All right. Here's a, this is the latest from Congress. Kevin McDonald, or McCarthy, or whatever his name is in, and I say that not wanting to sound ignorant, I just think he's a putz. So anyway, and I thought Nancy, but I think these people that get in these positions are mostly over their heads. I always thought Nancy Pelosi was way over her head, and it had nothing to do with her age or her sex. I just thought she was a gas bag and needed people around her to sort of shore her up. And I don't know what the story is with McCarthy. I haven't figured him out yet, except I am not a fan. At any rate, so there's an obscure bit of congressional procedure. The real business of the House now is to get the budget taken care of and the debt crisis addressed. As we're heading, that's one of the reasons we have inflation, one of the reasons that there is a slowdown. In order not to have a recession, there have to be some maneuvers done. Otherwise, the market will get rattled, and the debt limit, this is the fight now in the coming months, the budget of the country and how much money we borrow, the debt limit and all of that stuff that keeps going skyrocketing, and nobody seems to know what to do about it. Hello, stop spending, you morons. That's what you do about it. Anyway, there's some obscure procedure that they're trying. It's kind of complicated, and I don't want to get into the weeds here. But there are a lot of people, the moderates, who are very upset with what's going on. I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. They want to, and the moderate Republicans are saying they're going to break with the Republicans, and they're going to have a fight to settle this once and, they're not going to settle it once and for all, but they want to settle it for now. They don't know what the real recipe is. But that's something that'll probably be the first thing. You see all the pictures of McCarthy with his gavel in his hand, a big smile on his face. I'm the winner. Hooray for me. He is a putz. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who is anything but. There's a fellow we're going to meet in a few minutes who's devoted his life to developing a research company to cure sickle cell disease. An amazing story, and we'll have it for you right after this.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
All right, 42 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have the privilege of talking to Patrick Durand, who, as I said before, has devoted a lot of his life to developing a research company that cures sickle cell disease. So, Patrick, if you would start at the beginning, why your interest in this? What happened in your family that brought you around to making this a real focus?
Yeah, okay, so good morning. My name is Patrick Durand, with an I at the end, and my son Rocco was diagnosed with beta thalassemia in 1992 when he was 2.5 years old. Beta thalassemia is a defect on the beta globin gene, as is sickle cell disease. So if you can genetically correct it, you have cured both sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia. And I, at the time, didn't want to transfuse my son, which is what's required because of the AIDS and hepatitis C in all the blood back then. So I did experimental medicine until the year 2000 when I met Michelle Settlin from Memorial Sloan Kettering, who had cured sixth generation of thalassemic mice. I initially began to fund him, and after that opened up a medical company called San Rocco Therapeutics. We delivered the world's first batch of gene therapy in 2010. When I started, it would have cost $1 million per patient to make the drug. Instead, we delivered for $1.3 million 10 batches, meaning for 10 people. And that's what I'm doing still today.
So you are, this is a very interesting story. You're actually by trade a musician, correct?
Well, I'm a musician. I made my money in the pits in Chicago. I was a street kid, never graduated from high school, but I was on Oprah Winfrey Show twice, Playgirl magazine with Sylvester Stallone and Magic Johnson. I lived the American dream, and I used all the money that I made trading to throw it into the pharmaceutical company. But I'm as well a musician. I'll be performing on the 18th and 19th. In Manhattan, actually, at Pianos. And on the 19th, we'll be presenting the 7th Annual Orphan Dream Award. I've won some accolades for my music. I'm also a writer. My book, Flight of the Rondoni, which tells the whole story, actually was on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list in July. And Skyhorse Publishing is coming out with my second book in February, which is called New City. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. But in the end, when my son was diagnosed, I promised the Lord, or nature, whatever it is that you want to believe in, karma, that I would dedicate the rest of my life to rare diseases if he would live. He's still alive today at 32. He has his issues, but I'm very happy that he's alive.
God love you. What an inspiration in terms of what you've done with your life and how you devote. Devotion is an amazing motivator. I think that in this circumstance, when your son 30 years ago had the diagnosis, you just decided that you were going to take care of it and do what you could. And so I would say that you should be very proud of yourself and be thankful for what's going on, and it sounds like you really are. So these books, the first book, Flight of the, what is it, Rodone?
Because of my son's illness, we ended up in Italy, because there are very few thalassemics in all of North America, and Italy is a great place if you have thalassemia, because they have some of the best centers and best doctors. We ended up there. And in the town where I live, which is called Altamura in Puglia, there's a bird, the Rondone, which flies from Africa at 140 miles an hour to get from Africa to Altamura. The problem this bird has is that it's very swift, but it has very long wings. So it has to land on high. It can't land on the ground. If it lands on the ground, it has no way to get itself off the ground again, because flapping the wings, they hit the ground and it can't get off. So what we need to do is we need to take the Rondoni in our cusp in our hands and then throw him up as high as we can, hoping that he'll start flapping his wings before he hits the ground again. And so I liken that to my life, that there's been so many people out there when I was a kid who have saved my life, picked me up like the Rondoni and thrown me back up in the air. Like I said, I am a high school dropout. Proud to say that, by the way. And because I'm a high school dropout, because a lot of things, and the most big thing for me is bringing medicine, making it accessible to patients, which means getting the price as low as you possibly can. It puts me at odds with all big pharma. I'm certainly not accepted by the average CEO. I've had nothing but court litigations over the last 6 or 7 years. And in the end, it's all because big pharma wants to keep the prices up, and I'd like to keep the price down.
I was going to ask you about competition. These people will stop at nothing. They're bloodthirsty curs. You look at what happened after COVID and how much money's been made by Pfizer and Moderna and these other people.
This morning, Moderna said that they're going to charge between $110 and $130, for the new vaccine.
New shots.
It was $27. Now all of a sudden it's $110 to $130. And this is the whole problem when people mix up capitalism. They use that word capitalism, and it becomes the cloak for and dagger in the end of everything, because they say, well, if I can't charge 130, why shouldn't I charge 130? And they forget that, there's patients' lives at stake. My competitor was approved in Europe at 1.8 million and got thrown out of Europe because 1.8 million per patient they thought was ridiculous, came to the United States and was approved at 2.8 million. I had a letter with the ICER, Steve Pearson, nice guy, I'm sure. And ICER is an organization that kind of gives up or down, nil or yay to the FDA. And they said, well, 2.8 million was a fair price. I wrote them a letter. I said, what are you guys doing? The cost of production per patient is far less than $300,000. I mean, how can you, how can you say to 2.8 million that a 2.5 million per patient profit is anything that's rational? And, I get a letter back and say, well, we really don't study, cost of production. What we study is, what it's worth to the health agency. So if a sickle cell disease patient is living an average of 55 years old and it costs $100,000 a year to treat them, that's $5.5 million. So 2.8 is a fair. What should a glass of water cost us?
Yeah.
Because at the end, if we don't drink water, we'll all be dehydrated, and then it'll cost a big hospital bill. I mean, it's literally insanity. And because of this, it's just like you said, people are killed constantly.
Yeah, because of the greed of these companies. Patrick Girondi, you're to be congratulated, sir, on what you've done for your family and for others who have had the same malady. And your thinking is right on as far as I'm concerned. And the book's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Flight of the Rodonde. It's Patrick Girondi here on the Good Day program at Tampa.
Hey, good.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's the theme from Beverly Hills Cop. I think Chucker has some thoughts on Eddie Murphy being in the Golden Globes last night and some of the outrage. It's easy to be outraged, but some of the things that were said that I've either heard or seen deserve a certain amount of outrage. So what's your beef here, Chucker?
Well, I thought... Eddie Murphy, I guess they gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. There were some good individual moments. That show always has them, although this is the first time I can remember a show ran way over length. Some of the speeches went on forever and a day. I just thought off the bat, I hate to be overly critical, but the guy they hired, Gerard Carmichael, I really haven't heard much of him. I just thought the guy was in way over his head.
Yeah.
Some of the jokes that he took hard shots at fell extremely flat.
Don't people
Don't
they prep these people before they do? I mean, the people at the Golden Globes must be absolutely clueless. They got into trouble because they're clueless.
I think that would be NBC's decision on who to host, though.
Wow, really?
There's no way that's a Golden Globes decision. That's a telecast. They decided to hire him. I thought it. Listen, I again, the Globes normally veer in different directions. I thought they kissed Spielberg's butt. There's no way. I mean, Fableman's, I sort of like.
Good movie.
That movie's not a best picture. That's not. There's no way that movie's going to win an Oscar for best picture.
But, all right, do you think Kevin Costner deserved to win for Yellowstone?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I like I said, I think a lot of the awards are justified. It was pretty cool to see Austin Butler win for Elvis.
Yes.
Seems like a good. Actually, I didn't realize he speaks almost exactly like Elvis.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like
he's doing an Elvis imitation in the movie. He's like, he's guy.
No,
he like
sounds like him. Right. He'll probably live the rest of his life as Elvis Presley. Okay, so anyway, that's the story with the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
In a moment, there are some interesting stories floating around about Austin Butler, which we'll talk about right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
So I heard on Sirius XM on the Elvis channel on his birthday, Austin Butler admitting that he would wake up in terror over the task of playing Elvis. He was very much into it. He's 31 years old, and as you said, he sort of has grown into now because
like
of
Elvis.
The biopic. He's like Elvis.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, I'm sure any actor who's playing a person, an infamous person in real life, has self-doubt when they're doing it. Because you don't know how the general public is going to, or the critical masses are going to receive your performance.
But Priscilla apparently loved him. Priscilla loved the movie, loved him. She was brought in on all of it. The guy who produced the Australian Buzz, whatever his name is.
That's Lazman,
Yeah, he was smart and got Priscilla involved and Lisa every step of the way.
Right.
And that was important for the authenticity, if you will. And Tom Hanks has had nothing but good stuff to say. By the way, speaking of that, I went to see Otto last night.
What do you think?
I liked it.
It's
one of those quirky things he's so good at doing, and the story is, I thought the story was great, it was compelling, a little sad, but there's a lot of human interest in it. It's very much worth seeing for anybody.
I want to go see it this weekend.
Yeah, I would go see it if I were you.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have you got? Because I got a couple of other things, but I'm going to...
Jackman, interview stated that he denies ever doing steroids or any performance-enhancing drugs to bulk up to play the character of Wolverine in all those X-Men movies.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he must have pumped a ton of iron then because he was pretty big.
Yeah. Well, but give the guy, why would you not believe him? Why not just say, okay, well, you did a good job, and he is a good actor. We all acknowledge that. He's a very good actor. So he became more fit for the role. All right,
maybe.
So that's but a lot of talk about that. You're right. Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.